Put on reception robes, gird up your loins, trim up your lamps and fill them well with oil, and be prepared to meet your Lord. When you are ready, he will come. 10. Thrice blessed are the servants who are ready to receive their Lord. 11. Behold, for he will gird himself, and will prepare a sumptuous feast for everyone, and he himself will serve. 166. 12. It matters not when he shall come, it may be at the second watch, it may be at the third, but blessed are the servants who are ready to receive. 13. You cannot leave your door ajar and go to sleep, and wait in blissful ignorance of the fleeting time. 14. For thieves will surely come and take away your goods and bind and carry you away to robbers' dens. 15. And if you are not carried forth, the master when he comes will not regard a sleeping guard as friend, but as a foe. 16. Beloved, these are times when every man must be awakened at his post, for none can tell the hour nor the day when man shall be revealed. 17. And Peter said, Lord, is this parable for us, or for the multitudes? 18. And Jesus, why need you ask? God is not a man that he should show respect for one and cast another off. 19. Whoever will may come and gird himself, and trim his lamp, and find a turret in the tower of life where he may watch, and be prepared to meet the Lord. 20. But you, as children of the light, have come, and you have learned the language of the court, and may stand forth and lead the way. 21. But you may wait, and think that you are ready to receive the Lord, and still he does not come. 22. And you may grow impatient and begin to long for carnal ways again, and may begin to exercise your rule. 23. To beat, and otherwise maltreat the servants of the house, and fill yourselves with wine and meat. 24. And what will say the Lord when he shall come? 25. Behold, for he will cast the faithless servant from his house, and many years will come and go before he can be cleansed, and be thought worthy to receive his Lord. 26. The servant who has come into the light, who knows the master's will and does it not, the trusted guard who goes to sleep within the turret of the tower of life. 27. Shall feel the lash of justice many times, while he who does not know his master's will and does it not, will not receive the graver punishment. 28. The man who comes and stands before the open door of opportunity and does not enter in, but goes his way. 29. Will come again and find the door made fast, and when he calls, the door will open not. 30. The guard will say, you had the password once, but you threw it away and now the master knows you not, depart. 31. And verily I say to you, to whom much has been given, much is required, to whom a little has been given, a little only is required. 167. Chapter 113. In answer to a question of Lemma's, Jesus teaches a lesson on the reign of peace and the way to it through antagonisms, the signs of the times, guidance of the holy breath, the Christians go to Bethsaida. 1. How, after they had dined, the guests and Jesus all were in a spacious hall in Mary's home. 2. And then Lammas said, pray, tell us, Lord, is this the dawn of peace? 3. Have we come forth unto the time when men will war no more? 4. Are you, indeed, the Prince of Peace that holy men said would come? 5. And Jesus said, peace reigns today, it is the peace of death. 6. A stagnant pool abides in peace. When waters cease to move, they soon are laden with the seeds of death. Corruption dwells in every drop. 7. The living waters always leap and skip about like lambs in spring. 8. The nations are corrupt, they sleep within the arms of death and they must be aroused before it is too late. 9. In life we find antagonists at work. God sent me here to stir unto its depths the waters of the sea of life. 10. Peace follows strife, I come to slay this peace of death. The Prince of Peace must first be Prince of Strife. 11. This leaven of truth which I have brought to men will stir the demons up, and nations, cities, families will be at war within themselves. 12. The five that have been dwelling in a home of peace will be divided now, and two shall war with three. 13. The son will stand against his sire, the mother and the daughter will contend, yea, strife will reign in every home. 14. The self and greed and doubt will rage into a fever heat, and then, because of me, the earth will be baptized in human blood. 15. But right is king, and when the smoke is cleared away the nations will learn war no more. The Prince of Peace will come to reign. 16. Behold, the signs of what I say are in the sky, but men can see them not. 17. When men behold a cloud rise in the west they say, a shower of rain will come, and so it does, and when the wind blows from the south they say, the weather will be hot, and it is so. 18. Lo, men can read the signs of earth and sky, but they cannot discern the signs of holy breath, but you shall know. 19. The storm of wrath comes on, the carnal man will seek a cause to hale you into court, and cast you into prison cells. 168. 20. And when these times shall come let wisdom guide, do not resent. Resentment makes more strong the wrath of evil men. 21. There is a little sense of justice and of mercy in the vilest men of earth. 22. By taking heed to what you do and say and trusting in the guidance of the holy breath, you may inspire this sense to grow. 23. You thus may make the wrath of men to praise the Lord. 24. The Christians went their way, and came unto Bethsaida and taught. Chapter 114. A great storm on the sea destroys many lives. Jesus makes an appeal for aid, and the people give with a generous hand. In answer to a lawyer's question, Jesus gives the philosophy of disasters. 1. As Jesus taught, a man stood forth and said, Rabboni, may I speak? 2. And Jesus said, say on. And then the man spoke out and said, 3. A storm upon the sea last night wrecked many fishing boats, and scores of men went down to death, and lo, their wives and children are in need. 4. What can be done to help them in their sore distress? 5. And Jesus said, a worthy plea. You men of Galilee, take heed. We may not bring again to life these men, but we can succor those who look to them for daily bread. 6. You stewards of the wealth of God, an opportunity has come, unlock your vaults, bring forth your hoarded gold, bestow it with a lavish hand. 7. This wealth was laid aside for just times as these, when it was needed not, lo, it was yours to guard. 8. But now it is not yours, for it belongs to those who are in want, and if you give it not you simply bring upon your heads the wrath of God. 9. It is not charity to give to those who need, it is but honesty, it is but giving men their own. 10. Then Jesus turned to Judas, one of the 12, who was the treasurer of the band, and said, 11. Bring forth our treasure box, the money is not ours now. Turn every farthing to the help those in such distress. 12. Now, Judas did not wish to give the money all to those in want, and so he talked with Peter, James and John. 13. He said, lo, I will save a certain part and give the rest, that surely is enough for us, for we are strangers to the ones in want, we do not even know their names. 14. But Peter said, why, Judas, man? How do you dare to think to trifle with the strength of right? 169. 15. The Lord has spoken true, this wealth does not belong to us in face of this distress, and to refuse to give it is to steal. 16. You need not fear, we will not come to want. 17. Then Judas opened up the treasure box and gave the money all. 18. And there was gold and silver, food, and raiment in abundance for the needs of the bereaved. 19. A lawyer said, Rabboni, if God rules the worlds and all that in them is, did he not bring about this storm? Did he not slay these men? 20. Has he not brought this sore distress upon these people here? And was it done to punish them for crimes? 21. And we remember well when once a band of earnest Jews from Galilee were in Jerusalem, and at a feast and were, for fancied crimes against the Roman law, 22, cut down within the very temple court by Pontius Pilate, and their blood became their sacrifice. 23. Did God bring on this slaughter all because these men were doubly vile? 24. And then we bring to mind that once a tower called Siloam graced the defences of Jerusalem, and, seemingly, without a cause it tottered and it fell to earth and 18 men were killed. 25. Were these men vile? And were they slain as punishment for some great crime? 26. And Jesus said, we cannot look upon a single span of life and judge of anything. 27. There is a law that men must recognize, result depends on cause. 28. Men are not motes to float about within the air of one short life, and then be lost in nothingness. 29. They are undying parts of the eternal whole that come and go, lo, many times into the air of earth and of the great beyond, just to unfold the godlike self. 30. A cause may be a part of one brief life, results may not be noted till another life. 31. The cause of your results cannot be found within my life, nor can the cause of my results be found in yours. 32. I cannot reap except I sow and I must reap whether I sow. 33. The law of all eternities is known to master minds. 34. Whatever men do unto other men the judge and executioner will do to them. 35. We do not note the execution of this law among the sons of men. 36. We note the weak dishonored, trampled on and slain by those men call the strong. 37. We note that men with wood-like heads are seated in the chairs of state. 38. Are kings and judges, senators and priests, while men with giant intellects are scavengers about the streets. 39. We note that women with a moiety of common sense, and not a whit of any other kind, are painted up and dressed as queens. 170. 40. Becoming ladies of the courts of puppet kings, because they have the form of something beautiful, while God's own daughters are their slaves, or serve as common laborers in the field. 41. The sense of justice cries aloud, this is a travesty on right. 42. So when men see no further than one little span of life, it is no wonder that they say, there is no God, or if there is a God, he is a tyrant and should die. 43. If you would judge aright of human life, you must arise and stand upon the crest of time and note the thoughts and deeds of men as they have come up through the ages past. 44. For we must know that man is not a creature made of clay to turn again to clay and disappear. 45. He is a part of the eternal whole. There never was a time when he was not, a time will never come when he will not exist. 46. And now we look, the men who now are slaves were tyrants once, the men who now are tyrants have been slaves. 47. The men who suffer now once stood aloft and shouted with the fiend's delight while others suffered at their hands. 48. And men are sick, and halt, and lame, and blind because they once transgressed the laws of perfect life, and every law of God must be fulfilled. 49. Man may escape the punishment that seems but due for his misdoings in this life, but every deed and word and thought has its own metes and bounds. 50. Is cause, and has its own results, and if a wrong be done, the doer of the wrong must make it right. 51. And when the wrongs have all been righted, then will man arise and be at one with God. Chapter 115. Jesus teaches by the sea. He relates the parable of the sower. Tells why he teaches in parables. Explains the parable of the sower. Relates the parable of the wheat and tares. 1. And Jesus stood beside the sea and taught. The multitudes pressed close upon him and he went into a boat that was nearby and put a little ways from shore, and then he spoke in parables. He said, 2. Behold, a sower took his seed and went into his field to sow. 3. With lavish hand he scattered forth the seed and some fell in the hardened paths that men had made. 4. and soon were crushed beneath the feet of other men, and birds came down and carried all the seeds away. 5. Some seed fell on rocky ground where there was little soil. They grew and soon the blades appeared and promised much. 6. But then there was no depth of soil, no chance for nourishment, and in the heat of noonday sun they withered up and died. 7. Some seed fell where thistles grew, and found no earth in which to grow and they were lost. 8. But other seed found lodgment in the rich and tender soil and grew apace, and in the harvest it was found that some brought forth 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. 9. They who have ears to hear may hear, they who have hearts to understand may know. 10. Now, his disciples were beside him in the boat, and Thomas asked, "Why do you speak in parables?" 11. And Jesus said, "My words, like every master's words, are dual in their sense." 12. To you who know the language of the soul, my words have meanings far too deep for other men to comprehend. 13. The other sense of what I say is all the multitude can understand. These words are food for them, the inner thoughts are food for you. 14. Let everyone reach forth and take the food that he is ready to receive. 15. And then he spoke that all might hear. He said, "Hear you the meaning of the parable?" 16. Men hear my words and understand them not, and then the carnal self purloins the seed, and not a sign of spirit life appears. 17. This is the seed that fell within the beaten paths of men. 18. And others hear the words of life, and with a fiery zeal receive them all. They seem to comprehend the truth and promise well. 19. But troubles come, discouragements arise, there is no depth of thought, their good intentions wither up and die. 20. These are the seeds that fell in stony ground. 21. And others hear the words of truth and seem to know their worth, but love of pleasure, reputation, wealth and fame fill all the soil, the seeds are nourished not and they are lost. 22. These are the seeds that fell among the thistles and the thorns. 23. But others hear the words of truth and comprehend them well, they sink down deep into their souls, they live the holy life and all the world is blessed. 24. These are the seeds that fell in fertile soil, that brought forth fruit abundantly. 25. You men of Galilee, take heed to how you hear and how you cultivate your fields, for if you slight the offers of this day, the sower may not come to you again in this or in the age to come. 26. Then Jesus spoke another parable, he said, 27. The kingdom I may liken to a field in which a man sowed precious seed. 28. But while he slept an evil one went forth and sowed a measure full of darnel seed, then went his way. 29. The soil was good, and so the wheat and darnel grew, and when the servants saw the tares among the wheat, they found the owner of the field and said, 30. You surely sowed good seed, from whence these tares? 172. 31. The owner said, "Some evil one has sown the seed of tares." 32. The servants said, "Shall we go out and pull up by the roots the tares and burn them in the fire?" 33. The owner said, "No, that would not be well. The wheat and tares grow close together in the soil, and while you pull the tares you would destroy the wheat." 34. So we will let them grow together till the harvest time. Then to the reapers I will say, 35. Go forth and gather up the tares and bind them up and burn them in the fire, and gather all the wheat into my barns. 36. When he had spoken thus, he left the boat and went up to the house, and his disciples followed him. Chapter 116. The Christians are in Philip's home. Jesus interprets the parable of the wheat and tares. He explains the unfoldment of the kingdom by parables, the good seed, the growth of the tree, the leaven, the hidden treasure. He goes to a mountain to pray. 1. The Christians were in Philip's home and Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, will you explain to us the meaning of the parables you spoke today? The one about the wheat and tares, especially?" 2. And Jesus said, God's kingdom is a duality, it has an outer and an inner form. 3. As seen by man, it is composed of men, of those who make confession of the name of Christ. 4. For various reasons, various people crowd this outer kingdom of our God. 5. The inner kingdom is the kingdom of the soul, the kingdom of the pure in heart. 6. The outer kingdom I may well explain in parables. Behold, for I have seen you cast a great net out into the sea. 7. And when you hauled it in, lo, it was full of every kind of fish, some good, some bad, some great, some small, and I have seen you save the good and throw the bad away. 8. This outer kingdom is the net, and every kind of man is caught, but in the sorting day the bad will all be cast away, the good reserved. 9. Here, then, the meaning of the parable of the wheat and tares. 10. The sower is the Son of Man, the field, the world, the good seed are the children of the light, the tares, the children of the dark, the enemy, the carnal self, the harvest day, the closing of the age, the reapers are the messengers of God. 11. The reckoning day will come to every man, then will the tares be gathered up, and cast into the fire and be burned. 12. Then will the good shine forth as sons in the kingdom of the soul. 13. And Philip said, must men and women suffer in the flames because they have not found the way of life? 173. 14. And Jesus said, the fire purifies. The chemist throws into the fire the ores that hold all kinds of dross. 15. The useless metal seems to be consumed, but not a grain of gold is lost. 16. There is no man that has not in him gold that cannot be destroyed. The evil things of men are all consumed in fire, the gold survives. 17. The inner kingdom of the soul I may explain in parables. 18. The Son of Man goes forth and scatters seeds of truth. God waters well the soil, the seeds show life and grow. First comes the blade, and then the stalk, and then the ear, and then the full wheat in the ear. 19. The harvest comes and, lo, the reapers bear the ripened sheaves into the garner of the Lord. 20. Again, this kingdom of the soul is like a little seed that men may plant in fertile soil. 21. A thousand of these seeds would scarcely be a shekel's weight. 22. The tiny seed begins to grow, it pushes through the earth, and after years of growth it is a mighty tree and birds rest in its leafy bowers and men find refuge neath its sheltering boughs from sun and storm. 23. Again, the truth, the spirit of the kingdom of the soul, is like a ball of leaven that a woman hid in measures. 3. A flower and in a little time the whole was leavened. 24. Again, the kingdom of the soul is like a treasure hidden in a field which one has found, and straightaway goes his way and sells all that he has and buys the field. 25. When Jesus had thus said, he went alone into a mountain pass nearby to pray. Chapter 117. A royal feast is held in Machaerus. John, the harbinger, is beheaded. His body is buried in Hebron. His disciples mourn. The Christians cross the sea in the night. Jesus calms a raging storm. 1. A royal feast was held in honor of the birthday of the Tetrarch in fortified Machaerus, east of the Bitter Sea. 2. The Tetrarch, Herod, and his wife, Herodias, together with Salome the, and all the men and women of the royal court were there. 3. And when the feast was done, lo, all the guests and courtiers were drunk with wine, they danced and leapt about like children in their play. 4. Salome, daughter of Herodias, came in and danced before the king. The beauty of her form, her grace and winning ways entranced the silly Herod, then half drunk with wine. 5. He called the maiden to his side and said, Salome, you have won my heart, and you may ask and I will give you anything you wish. 6. The maiden ran in childish glee and told her mother what the ruler said. 7. Her mother said, go back and say, give me the head of John, the harbinger. 174. 8. The maiden ran and told the ruler what she wished. 9. And Herod called his trusty executioner and said to him, "Go to the tower and tell the keeper that by my authority you come to execute the prisoner known as John." 10. The man went forth and in a little while returned and on a platter bore the lifeless head of John, and Herod offered it unto the maiden in the presence of the guests. 11. The maiden stood aloof, her innocence was outraged when she saw the bloody gift, and she would touch it not. 12. Her mother, steeped and hardened well in crime, came up and took the head and held it up before the guests and said, 13. This is the fate of every man who dares to scorn, or criticize, the acts of him who reigns. 14. The drunken rabble gazed upon the gruesome sight with fiendish joy. 15. The head was taken back unto the tower. The body had been given unto holy men who had been friends of John. They placed it in a burial case and carried it away. 16. They bore it to the Jordan, which they crossed just at the ford where John first preached the word. 17. And through the passes of the Judean hills they carried it. 18. They reached the sacred grounds near Hebron, where the bodies of the parents of the harbinger lay in their tombs. 19. And there they buried it, and then they went their way. 20. Now, when the news reached Galilee that John was dead, the people met to sing the sonnets of the dead. 21. And Jesus and the foreign masters and the 12 took ship to cross the Sea of Galilee. 22. A scribe, a faithful friend of John, stood by the sea. He called to Jesus and he said, "Rabboni, let me follow where you go." 23. And Jesus said, "You seek a safe retreat from evil men. There is no safety for your life with me." 24. For evil men will take my life as they have taken John's. 25. The foxes of the earth have safe retreats, the birds have nests secure among the hidden rocks, but I have not a place where I may lay my head and rest secure. 26. Then an apostle said, "Lord, suffer me to tarry here a while, that I may take my father, who is dead, and lay him in the tomb." 27. But Jesus said, "The dead can care for those who die, the living wait for those who live. Come, follow me." 28. The evening came. Three boats put out to sea and Jesus rested in the foremost boat, he slept. 29. A storm came on, the boats were tossed about like toys upon the sea. 30. The waters swept the decks, the hardy boatmen were afraid lest all be lost. 175. 31. And Thomas found the master fast asleep. He called, and Jesus woke. 32. And Thomas said, "Behold the storm. Have you no care for us? The boats are going down." 33. And Jesus stood, he raised his hand, he talked unto the spirits of the winds and waves as men would talk with men. 34. And, lo, the winds blew not, the waves came tremblingly and kissed his feet, the sea was calm. 35. And then he said, "You men of faith, where is your faith? For you can speak and winds and waves will hear and will obey." 36. And the disciples were amazed. They said, "Who is this man that even winds and waves obey his voice?" Chapter 118. The Christians are in Gadara. Jesus casts a legion of unclean spirits out of a man. The spirits go into vicious animals which run into the sea, and are drowned. The people are in fear and request Jesus to leave their coast. With his disciples, he returns to Capernaum. 1. The morning came, the Christians landed in the country of the Gerasenes. 2. They went to Gadara, chief city of the Perukans, and here for certain days they tarried and they taught. 3. Now, legends hold that Gadara is sacred to the dead, and all the hills about are known as holy ground. 4. These are the burial grounds of all the regions round about. The hills are full of tombs, and many dead from Galilee are here entombed. 5. Now, spirits of the lately dead that cannot rise to higher planes, remain about the tombs that hold the flesh and bones of what was once their mortal homes. 6. They sometimes take possession of the living, whom they torture in a hundred ways. 7.